AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Pentagon says about 140 soldiers have been injured in the Iran war, 8 seriously. 7 soldiers have died in the war. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt has a message for Iran's leaders.
If they do anything to stop the flow of oil or goods within the Strait of Hormuz, they will be hit by the world's most powerful military 20 times harder than they have been hit thus far.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump is downplaying the war's impact on everyday life in America.
The average price of 1 gallon in the United States is $3.54. That's a 17% increase since the start of the war. Yet Donald Trump says, if it rises, it rises. He says, it doesn't really affect us. What a clueless thing to say. Has Donald Trump ever filled his own tank in his life? Has he any clue of what people go through when the price of gas goes up?
House Speaker Mike Johnson says gas prices should return to normal.
It will take a couple of weeks, but gas prices will come back down. Remember, they were down almost $2.50 a gallon on a national average under President Trump, when under Biden, they were at almost $5. So this is a temporary blip in an extraordinary trend of return to American energy dominance.
Police in Canada are investigating gunfire that hit the U.S. consulate in Toronto early today. No injuries reported. A police officer was shot. A gunman was killed during a confrontation in Baltimore. The office that enforces the ethics code for attorneys in the nation's capital accused Justice Department official Ed Martin of professional misconduct for a threatening letter that he sent to Georgetown Law School's dean last year. Martin was the interim U.S. attorney for D.C. when he warned the Georgetown dean that his office wouldn't hire students from the private school unless it eliminated diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.